Welcome to the Home Health Revealed podcast, brought to you by HealthRev Partners. Join your hosts, Michael Greenlee and me, Hannah Vale, as we dive into the world of home health, hospice, and palliative care services. Each episode features real stories and insights from industry leaders covering everything from innovative technologies and payer negotiations to quality improvement and clinician safety. Whether you're a seasoned professional or new to the field, our podcast offers valuable knowledge to help you provide the best care for your patients. Tune in and be part of the conversation on Home Health Revealed. In this episode, I get to sit down with the new executive director of Attaray Home Health and Hospice, Krista Walls, who also serves as the vice chair for the Wisconsin Association for Home Healthcare. She talks about her long-standing tenure at Attaray, where she started her journey as a physical therapist before advancing into leadership, as well as her first experience at NOC and how these conferences, be them state associations or now national level conferences, really drive her learning and help her team come together. And then she shares a little bit about nerding out about getting a picture with Bill Dombey. Can't wait for you to hear this conversation. Let's dive in.
So my name is Krista Walls and I'm with Attaray Home Health and Hospice.
So tell me a little bit about Attaray and how you came to be at Attaray.
That's a long story. So I've been there for 19 years and I'm 30 days in. I was appointed as the executive director.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So that's very new. It's been a whirlwind 4 weeks already, but I just celebrated my 19 years. I was mostly primarily home health and I was the senior director of home health before this role.
How did you get into home health and hospice?
That's also a funny story. I was working in a skilled nursing facility, and the only reason I did that was because I had a 3-month-old baby when I got my master's, and I took a job that had on-site daycare. I did want to be in geriatrics, so that was where I was going, but that's why I took a job there. And I worked in skilled nursing facility for 2 years, and my mother-in-law kept sending me these newspaper clippings of a home health job. And I would say, no, that's not really what I'm looking for, you know. And I think like the third time she sent it to me, I was like, you know what, I'm not happy where I'm at. And so I'm just going to call and try it out.
Why not,
right? And the rest
is history,
so 19 years later.
So you started as a home health nurse?
No, I'm actually a physical therapist.
Okay.
There was two PTs at the time. I now have a PT staff of 8. And then I have an OT staff of 6. So, and we offer home health, palliative care, and hospice. Our palliative care is, I would say it's still infancy. It's only 2 years old.
And you're in Wisconsin. We can tell. I mean, if somebody didn't already know, they could tell by your accent, right?
I don't have an accent.
The rest of you are bogus. We actually met and had dinner at the Wisconsin conference
and then ran
into each other. I yelled at you over breakfast. Today, yes. Krista.
Yes.
And so it was great to see you. But what did you kind of come to this conference to learn, or what do you feel like you're going to take away?
So I am a big advocate for conferences for education. So I soak up every bit of education that I can. There was a couple times I've gone to 2 different sessions. I've like split because I feel like there could be 6 of me. I mean, and that's not necessarily feasible cost-wise to bring 6 people. You know, we are a small nonprofit, but it's trying to just get all the tidbits of education that I can. I love that. This is my first time here at NAC.
Oh, it is?
Yes. So, I mean, I'm on the state association. I'm on the vice president of our Wisconsin Home Care Association board. I've been doing that for years. I've been a member of the board probably 5 years. And I've been going to the Wisconsin conferences twice a year for years. And it's very inspiring as well.
Yes.
And I bring my clinical manager with, and she always says too, she's like, it's what gets me through the next 6 months until the next conference. It just gives me that excitement, and it makes you excited about your job. And it's so great for learning all the new stuff because it's constantly changing.
Yep.
Home health, hospice, it's constantly changing. I've always loved going to our state association conferences. So this is my first NAC conference. It's a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. But the expo, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
There are so many great sessions to choose from. Like you said, you'd love to be able to split yourself and kind of go and glean all the information.
Yes.
But then, yeah, you have a lot of vendors, a lot of even tech solutions, service solutions and things. I do think there's just power in getting out and seeing what other people are doing and knowing that you're not alone, maybe in some of your struggles that you're having with your day to day, or inspiring solutions that other people are problem solving. I mean, there's just so much to learn.
Right.
And there's power in being together. And I know today's session this morning was very heartfelt, right, with Bill Dombey leaving. Yes. And it was great to get to celebrate his legacy, but then see people who have been impacted by him, impacted by a lot of these state associations. I've seen a lot of different people here who we really look to them for guidance, for support. And so if somebody's listening and they're not a part of their state association, I would just really encourage them to reach out, to join, to be a part.
I think it's hard because I think some of the state associations are kind of dwindling. And I know we are struggling a little bit. We're struggling with membership. We're struggling coming back from COVID.
Okay.
We used to have our association was very strong pre-COVID. We're struggling to come back from COVID. But we also, in Wisconsin, we lost, you know, when he was talking about that this morning, about the 40% of agencies, we lost 40% of our agencies for home health. It is a struggle, but those state associations are super important. The advocacy, the legislator, we have, you know, committees just specifically for that. And I'm also super excited to be here because it's Bill's last year as well. He's been such a pillar of the community for so long. I'm getting goosebumps. He has come to our state association. I've probably seen him 10 times in the last, you know, several years, because he's just all over, and he's there, and we are going to miss him. I mean, just as I know Dr. Landers is excellent as well, but I think we're gonna miss Bill and his leadership as well.
For sure. And what a legacy. I love that what he talked about. He didn't talk about his accomplishments. He talked about his family. He talked about the community that he poured into. He talked about the purpose that he had. And I just thought, man, what a leader to be. Just, he comes across as being so genuine and so authentic. And I don't want to overuse that. But to me, even just what he mentioned as what was missional for him, to have that drive and to be able to look back at the end of a career and say, this was so great.
Yes.
And have people in a room who are thanking you for the help that you've given, the advocacy that you provided, the direction, the leadership through COVID, through different things, through regulation changes. I mean, he has really, like you said, been a pillar, been that beacon.
Yes.
He is definitely going to be missed.
A funny story about that. This was really cute. So I was completely nerding out about getting to get a picture with him, because it's his last year, he's retiring. And so we were standing right by the Alliance booth, and I'm getting a picture, and then they're like, come on, Bill, come over. We want to take a picture of you in front of the Alliance, the new logo and everything. And they get him up there, and he's doing his beautiful smile that he always has. And they had his children sitting in the couches right in front of him, and he didn't notice them at first. And then finally he looks and he's like, oh my goodness. And then they came jumping up, and he did not know his children were coming. He knew his wife was here. Okay. So he knew his wife was coming, and he did not know his children were here. And they were sitting on the couches. It was adorable. I mean, it was just, and I actually over supper got to talk to them a little bit, and
I love that.
Yeah. Amazing family. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being willing to sit down and talk to me on here. It'll be on Home Health Revealed on the podcast probably next week once I get back and get some time to do some editing. You'll be able to hear it. I don't know where you listen to podcasts.
I have a couple different places.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And now I do Spotify, and there's like a third.
Amazon also does podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Have a good rest of the conference.
Thank you. I will.